In less than 2 months, the International Olympic Committee will select the city to host the Summer Olympic Games in 2016. Chicago is one of four finalists. And while the Americans try to convince the IOC to bring the Games back to the U.S., in Chicago, organizers of the city's bid have been out in neighborhoods trying to drum up support from locals. NPR's Cheryl Corley listened in.
The 49th Ward on Chicago's far north side will not be a site for any of Chicago's planned Olympic venues. But on this day, the neighborhood library is packed with residents who've come to hear more about the city's plan to host the Olympic and Paralympic Games of 2016.
You all know we're competing against three world-class cities, Madrid, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and Tokyo.
That's Lori Healy, the president of Chicago's 2016 committee. For the past month, she and other officials have conducted an Olympics tour roadshow, answering questions and presenting details about the city's Olympics plan. Much of the talk centers around the economic benefits Chicago can expect if it wins the Olympic Games.
Other cities that have hosted the Games have seen sevenfold increases in international tourism.
As an example, Healy points to Atlanta, the last city in the U.S. to host the Summer Olympic Games, in 1996. The presentation includes a clip from current Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin, who says the Games increased Atlanta's international visibility and...
It increased employment. People got educations. Educational institutions got stronger. And people got jobs, and they expanded their businesses. There is no lose.
And then, of course, there's the clip from the supporter who's probably Chicago's most formidable weapon in this contest over the Olympics, President Barack Obama.
Bringing the Olympics to Chicago will be a capstone of the success that we've had over the last couple of decades in transforming Chicago to become not just a great American city, but a great world city.
Here's one of the big differences between the Olympic bids. The governments of Madrid, Rio de Janeiro, and Tokyo have promised to back billions of dollars in Olympic cost. Chicago and the state of Illinois have offered contingency guarantees of less than a billion. The 2016 committee says the city's bid will be covered by private funds and is a no-risk opportunity. Even so, there's been strong opposition from critics who say taxpayers could end up being liable.
I'm Seth Mayer. I'm from Rogers Park. First of all, I don't really find the Atlanta mayor's comments particularly convincing because you would expect that someone who decided to get the Olympics would say it was a good idea. I'd be more curious about what community members had to say after the fact.
Another resident, Mike Famous, told 2016 member Arnold Randall that instead of focusing on the Olympics, the city should be paying attention to other issues, like improving Chicago's public transit system.
I think a lot of the objection is the money's being wisp away from what we feel like should be in our city.
Well, it's important to note this is the money we're spending is not public money.
We don't believe that.
Okay, well, we can show you.
That's not to say there aren't supporters of the Games in Chicago. There are plenty. And public support is an important factor in the International Committee's decision-making process. Ed Hula, editor of AroundTheRings.com, a website that covers the Olympic Games, says that's why Chicago's community meeting strategy to drum up support is both an unusual and risky step, since the IOC wants the Olympics to be held in communities where they are welcome.
You never know what kind of opposition to the bid might develop from this. But at the same time, you're building public confidence if you answer the questions in the right way. Don't try to confuse and bamboozle people. I think they'll generally go along with the plans.
Exactly what Chicago's 2016 committee is hoping. The committee will wrap up its Olympic Big community meetings at the end of the month. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.